Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here in Corpus Christi. I'm hanging out with Mr. Robbie Robinson, the catching coordinator of the Arizona Diamondbacks, kind enough to give us some time here in Corpus. Robbie, how are you enjoying your stay so far?
Yeah, it's great, man. Corpus is a unique spot, but I'm just glad to be out here with the boys and the coaches.
So can you give our listeners a little bit of insight of what your day-to-day is when you're on these affiliate visits? Obviously, as the catching coordinator, that can be a large array of different things.
Yeah, first and foremost, like connecting with the coaches, the manager, and the spot that I'm going into, getting the lay of the land, seeing what's going on with our catchers, mentally, physically, in the weight room, whatever it may be, and just try to connect the first couple days when I'm in of just like, where are we at? What are we doing? What is the goal for that for this year? And then checking in. Like, I had a meeting with Gavin and O'Neill while I was here, and just want to check in on what they're doing metrically, how they're doing mentally, how's the training going in the weight room, trying to check those boxes and make sure that we're staying online to have that big goal at the end of the year.
I read a quote that you gave in an interview that you did about how at the lower levels, it's a little bit more about the technicalities and the fundamentals of the physical act of catching. And at the upper levels, it's more on the mental side of things, especially with O'Neill tonight showing up in a relatively new org, but pitching staff that he probably hasn't seen a lot of before. Yeah. How do you coach him to figure out these new pitchers? And obviously his first go went really well with Daniel Egan the other night.
Yeah, no, that's a great take on that. It is about knowing the pitchers, knowing what their tendencies are, where's their miss, what can you go to. Maddie does a great job with that. He, and so does Gavin too. I mean, they both take a good amount of time to look and see what they do metrically, how can we pair that up with the opponent lineup, and then just like reading swings in game, watching the opponent. But big thing for them is like, how do we attack these hitters? How do we get ahead early? And they're on board with that, man. They've done a really nice job just coming in. And as you said, Matt just got here and it looked great. And he's doing his homework early in the hotel and expecting a really good outcome for tonight as well.
And technically now with ABS arriving at the Major League Baseball level, receiving has never been more under the microscope as it is right now. So what are you guys in the Diamondbacks org doing to teach that, to make sure that you guys are stealing as many strikes as you can?
Yeah. First and foremost, man, we have probably the best catching group of coaches in all of baseball. I learned a lot from those guys, and I feel really blessed and honored to be around such great coaches in our organization. They're on top of it, man, and we're all grinding together and learning as this thing goes, but making sure we're ahead of the game, making sure that we know when to challenge, what situation makes the most sense. And on the receiving front, like, we've really trended in a great direction. So just learning from each other, and as time goes on, just going from there.
What are your players going to get from you specifically when you're working with them one-on-one? Like, what's the scouting report of you as a coach?
Just give them the best version of myself, man. I try to, when I get to the field, I'm giving and giving them what they need, hearing it out from them. So sometimes it might be on the mental side, might be the physical side, might just be a check-in and like, hey, let's just get coffee and talk, man. I want to be as present as possible when I'm here, and that goes from learning from great coaches that have taught me throughout my career and playing days and just everything that goes with that.
What's your take on this Amarillo group as a collective?
Great, man. Fun group of guys. That locker room it's comical at times, but hey, man, they'll put it together. They come out swinging. The pitching staff is electric. It's really exciting. I'm very hopeful for this team to turn it on and get on a hot streak, and just phenomenal group of guys in general. And it seems like they all click.
Robbie, thanks for the time. I feel like I could ask you 20 more questions, but we don't have that kind of time. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, no, thank you. Appreciate it.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.